إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you of something that Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi said when they asked him how his life was so free from stress. And Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah said it is because of four things. He said, firstly, I don't worry about my risk, I don't worry about my sustenance, about my food, about my income, because nobody else can eat what has been written for me. He said, my life is free from stress because I don't worry about my sustenance, because what has been written for me, nobody else can eat. He said, I worry about and I'm concerned about my actions, my a'mal, because nobody else can do them for me. I have to do my own a'mal, I have to do my own ibadat, I have to do my own dhikr, I have to do my own good deeds. Nobody else will do them for me. He said, I'm ashamed to commit a sin because I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. How can I commit a sin? How can I deliberately disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I know that Allah jalla jalaluhu is watching me? And the last one he said is that I am concerned and I try to plan for the day when I will meet my Rabb. I remind myself and you that the same deen which Hassan al-Basri followed, rahmatullahi alayhi, is the same deen that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought. And that is the same deen that came to you and me. Islam came to free us from stress. Islam came to free us from all forms of oppression. Islam came to free the entire world from all forms of oppression. My brothers and sisters, we are stressed. If we find that our lives are not going the way we want them to go, then the fault lies not in Islam, but in how we follow that Islam. My brothers and sisters, as you know, I'm in Perth. I was speaking at one of the great Islamic schools here, the Australian Islamic School, Islamic College. And one of the asatiza, one of the teachers, I was speaking to a group of students who are about to graduate, the 11th and the 12th grades. And after my talk, one of these teachers said, please tell them something about Facebook, because a lot of them spend a lot of time on Facebook. So I said to them that I'm not going to tell you that Facebook is a waste of time, that Facebook is really something that doesn't add any value and so on and so forth. I said, that's for you to decide whether that is true or not. I said, I will just tell you one thing and I'll give you a tool. And I said, the tool that I want to give you, whether it's Facebook or whether it's anything else, is to say to yourself before you commit any action, before you do anything, before you say anything, to say to yourself, O Allah, you are my witness to what I am about to do. Go into yourself, connect with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and say, O Allah, you are my witness for what I am about to do. So before you open your Facebook page, before you talk to someone about somebody else, before you pray in your salah, wherever, good or bad or indifferent, before you do the action, say to yourself, go into yourself, connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, O Allah, you are my witness. There are two major benefits of this. One major benefit is that inshaAllah musta'an, this thought will keep you away from every sin. This thought is the protection against every sin. Because there is no way that a Muslim with even a modicum of iman in his heart can actually say, "Oh Allah, you are my witness," and then commit haram. There's no Muslim that I can imagine who can say, "Oh Allah, you are my witness," and then do something which is a waste of time and which adds no value. So living your life like this by saying, "Oh Allah, you are my witness," reminding ourselves about this is the greatest protection from sin. And the second big benefit is that it calls upon us the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Oh Allah, you are my witness to what I am about to do. And what I am about to do is something of great import, something very difficult, but something which is worth doing. And I am calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be my witness that I am doing this only to please Him. And if I do that, then inshaAllah it is my yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help me from sources that I could not imagine. Oh Allah, you are my witness is the sign of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those who have taqwa, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah said, the ones who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract them from their difficulties and will provide them from sources that they could not imagine. So I said, this is the tool I want to give you. Oh Allah, you are my witness. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself anew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He is the witness. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even said, does He not know that Allah is watching? أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ يَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in Surah Al-Alaq. And the ayah came about Abu Jahl. But the Quran is applicable to all of us. The thought is there for all of us to think about and to see and to remember and to recall. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, does He not know that Allah is watching? How does He say and do things like this when He knows that Allah is watching? And that's what I want to remind myself and you to say, that let us remember that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is watching. And inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be our witness and to save us from everything which displeases Him and to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.